Welcome to Informed Discussions, the official podcast of the Kempsey Gardner Policy Institute at the University of Utah. I'm Nick Theriot, Communications Specialist at the Gardner Policy Institute. Our topic today, globalization and the impact it's had on the state of Utah. I'm joined by Jim Wood, Ivory Boyer Senior Fellow at the Policy Institute. Jim specializes in several research areas, including housing, construction, real estate, and economic development. And he recently authored the inaugural edition of the Gardner Business Review, the title, What Has Been the Impact of Globalization on Utah? All right, Jim, thanks for being here.
Yes, my pleasure.
So let's start by talking about globalization in a broad sense. What is it and why is it important?
Well, globalization is a very old concept. For most of history, it's referred to really a movement of goods and people. But more recently, it's expanded to include capital as well as recently the globalization of ideas. And those last two were really beyond what I looked at in this article. Very hard to track at a state level, capital flows, and ideas, of course, with the digital world are instantaneous, so we really couldn't track that. So we limited the definition to goods and people, cross-border movement of goods and people.
So you recently completed this large and thorough study of the impact of globalization on Utah. What are the top sheet results? Walk us through sort of the key points of what the research shows so far.
Well, I think the key point for Utah, and this isn't true of all states, but it has been very beneficial to the Utah economy and to the people of Utah. And as I said, you know, it does vary between states, but Utah has benefited in terms of economic growth and also the movement of people, certainly in the transportation numbers, the tourism numbers, what immigration has meant to our labor force. All of those are positive and very important.
So what, in your view, you mentioned a few points there, tourism and other areas of the economy. What in your mind, in your view, based on this research, has contributed most to Utah's international success? What are the figures or facts that are contributing to that success?
Well, trade is really important. And within the trading of goods, both export and import, the manufacturing sector is critical. And manufacturing sector is a large sector in the Utah economy. It is the largest payroll sector, and it counts for over 120,000 jobs. And it is really exporting and importing is essential to the economic well-being of that major sector. And the principal non-gold products that we export are computer and electronics, transportation equipment, chemicals are all very important, and food as well. So that results in about 85,000 jobs and almost $4 billion in earnings and almost $7 billion in economic output. So has significant economic impact on the state of Utah.
This and other research have highlighted the importance of immigration. Immigration is an important component of globalization. What role do immigrants and other people coming into the state, rather, what role do they play in Utah's economy?
Well, immigration in Utah has a long history. It goes back to really the pioneer days in the 1850s when the Mormon Church early on set up what was called the Perpetual Immigration Fund. And that was recent converts who were in Utah contributed money to the fund to bring primarily Europeans, primarily from England, to the United States and to Utah. And so we have this long history. And, of course, we have what's called the Utah Compact, which really is a leader in immigration policy. The concept behind that. So we do have a history in it, and we've always been very friendly to immigration. Governor Herbert has made several statements on our receptiveness to immigration and particularly refugees. Immigration, in terms of what they contribute to the Utah economy, we define that as foreign-born population. A foreign-born population in Utah is about 250,000. So about 1 in 12 persons in Utah is foreign-born. And in the labor force, it's about 1 in 8 in the labor force are foreign-born. So they are a significant portion of our population and our workforce. They pay the workers, of course, all pay taxes, several billion dollars in taxes, almost $6 billion a year. From our foreign-born population in the workforce. So they make a really significant contribution.
Switching gears for a moment, or rather probably in the same vein, depending on how you look at it. Since the election, or in this past year, really, there's been an apparent protectionist mentality that has arisen more so than in the past, where free trade and open borders appear to be maligned in many ways even. I'm curious, what does the data suggest on this point for Utah and elsewhere?
Well, for Utah, it would be some of the policies mentioned and the rhetoric, if it became policy, would be very disruptive and damaging to Utah. Take, for example, Utah's second largest manufacturer, a company in Weber County, Auto Leave, employs several thousand, and mainly in the production of vehicle safety systems, airbag systems. It's a Swedish company that has a long history here that goes back to the days of Thycol and ATK. It's a spinoff out of those companies. The Swedish company is the world leader in vehicle safety systems. Airbags are one of our major export items, and the location is where those exports, many of them end up, is in Mexico. And on the flip side of that, one of the biggest imports into Utah is vehicle safety systems. So what we see is assembly in Mexico coming to Utah, to our second largest manufacturing firm, and then further refined and assembled and then shipped to Canada, back to Mexico as a finished product to go in their automobile manufacturing sector, as well as that transportation equipment ends up over in Asia as well. So we have a supply chain that depends on imports, and those imports help our export sector to flourish. You disrupt that, and all leave production falls. And this is true across many, many firms in Utah. You have global supply chains, and you can't really disrupt those. That would be very damaging for the economy.
Jim, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Sure.
You've been listening to Informed Discussions, the official podcast of the Kem C. Gardner Policy Institute at the University of Utah. The Kem C. Gardner Policy Institute is an initiative of the David Eccles School of Business. Learn more and join the conversation at gardner.utah.edu.